Okay, I'd like to call this meeting of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer and Stormwater Rate Board to order. This is Sonny Papowski. I'm the chairman of the board. Also with us, our vice chair, Tony Ewing, our secretary, Abby Pozewski, and our member, Mac Williams. We're hoping to hear soon from our newest member, Deb McCarty, who's having trouble getting through on her internet connection. Why don't we get started with the minutes from the last meeting. And for that, I'll call on our new board secretary, Abby Pozewski.
Okay, I've reviewed the minutes that have been so well prepared by Stephen, and I think that they accurately and adequately express what occurred during the meeting. So I would ask the board for the board's approval, assuming that there are no other issues or questions that any board members have.
I'll move to accept the minutes.
Okay. Thank you,
Matt. Can I get a second on that?
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Any discussion? Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Any discussion? Also, all in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. So the minutes were approved 4-0. The next order of business really was the introduction of our new board member, Deb McCarty. She seems to have still been unable to get through. Stephen, have you heard any more from Deb?
I think I got an email a little while ago. Let me check it.
That
she will join ASAP.
Yeah.
I suggest she could dial in if it's
exactly. Is there a dial-in number, Stephen?
Yeah, it's part of the meeting invite.
Can we share that with her? Can you send her a message that I will? Okay, let me try. Do you have the number handy, Stephen?
It seems like Deb's joining.
Oh, great. Oh,
better.
Okay. Hi, Deb. Deb, are you there? Can you unmute?
Well, she's muted and we don't have a video yet.
Right, okay.
The suspenseful grand entrance.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. Hi, Deb. Deb, can you hear us? You're muted and invisible.
Not much of a connection, huh?
Yeah, boy.
She's trying to unmute, but it's not working apparently.
Stephen, can you unmute her?
I can only request that she unmute. I can't actively unmute.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Let's ask if she can hear us. Let's try that. I'll try the chat.
Says she's trying to unmute and get video, but it's not working.
Well, just out of curiosity, is everybody else who's still on a dark screen, can you just try to put yourselves on? I just wonder how much of this is Deb's computer and my computer, and how much of this is some sort of a transmission issue. Otherwise, we'll spend. All right, so Jijun is okay. Steven's okay. Damn it, I'm going to have to go play around with my Zoom. All right. I was kind of hoping it was from your end and not mine.
Okay. So Deb can hear.
Go back to black. I'm into dark. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you join in person.
Yeah.
Okay. Deb can hear us. She's trying to get on. But like I said, the only agenda items were the update on the case and introducing Deb. So why don't I start by reminding everyone, although I guess it's everyone knows who Deb is, but Deb was the first woman to serve as the water commissioner for the city of Philadelphia. A distinguished engineering graduate of Johns Hopkins University and had a distinguished career working her way through the ranks of the water department, and has graciously agreed to renew her service to the city of Philadelphia by serving on our board. If she is able to get through, I'll ask her to add anything she may have on that. And she is a neighbor of mine, so I did get a chance to chat with her. Okay, here's Deb.
Yay!
Wow, we can see you.
Sorry.
Okay, you know,
I'm going to start.
Okay, did you hear my introduction to you?
Good part of it. And then when I was changing my settings, I lost, I had to rejoin. But thank you. I heard a good part of it. Thank you, Sonny.
Okay, well, welcome aboard. Like I said, I was hoping to get Deb to this meeting because our next meeting, we really have to dig down deep into the decision-making process, and didn't want to try to throw Deb in immediately at the deep end of the pool. So welcome, Deb. Do you have anything you wanted to add or say to the board and to the folks who are here?
Just want to say I look forward to working with you all. Some I know and some I hope to get to know better. And that I'm looking forward to hopefully serving the citizens of Philadelphia and the ratepayers, you know, doing good by them.
Here.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Deb, and really thank you for volunteering to join the board. It's a great privilege to have you back working with us.
May I say a word, Mr. Chairman Popowski?
Sure, Rob.
Thank you. I just wanted to say on behalf of the public advocate, it's very nice to see you, Ms. McCarthy. It's been a while, so I'm glad to see you, and I share in welcoming you to this important board. And I just want to acknowledge and state what I think most of you either know or remember, but as commissioner, Ms. McCarthy was a powerful ally to low-income Philadelphians and truthfully to all residential customers. And when we were trying in our capacity on behalf of low-income customers, to help solve problems, we could always count on her to hear us out and to respond amazingly quickly, actually, and help us find solutions. And she was truly hands-on in every sense of the word when it came to the problem customers face. So although you're here in a different capacity, I have all the confidence in the world that you'll remain hands-on and dedicated to the needs of the customers of the system. Thank you and welcome again.
Thanks, Rob.
I'd also like to say that I started working with Deb when we were both in the water department. I was first a lawyer and then general counsel, and she was first a grunt engineer and then kind of worked her way through it. And the water department was a very different place in when we were there. And she distinguished herself very early on as being one of the bright shining stars. And she has always, I think, worked with tremendous diligence and integrity in the water department. So I know that she's always had the best interest of the citizens of Philadelphia at heart. And I am just delighted that she's bringing this particular kind of expertise to the board. It really is going to be very helpful to us, I think.
Thanks, Adam.
Sunny, on behalf of the department, we also join the chorus in indicating how pleased we are to see Deb McCarty. And one of the few people I think that predates me at the department. That's probably not true, though.
It's probably pretty close.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Thanks, Andre. You guys got to stop this. I'm going to get a big head.
Yeah. I think Andre and I worked on our first case together, I think, in 1979.
Yep.
So.
Limerick.
The Limerick case. Okay. Well, I hate to add on, Deb, but as I mentioned to you the other day, I've been in this business for a long time, working with utilities and utility executives and utility employees, and I had never met a utility officer or executive head of a company, right? It's not a company, obviously, but the head of a department that had as much intricate knowledge of the of every aspect of the water department of a utility, from the the width of every pipe that goes into every home and business to the chemical mix that goes into every filtration system and that's used to keep the water clean and potable. So I was always impressed by Deb's, as Rob mentioned, hands-on abilities. And it really is, like I said, it's a great pleasure to have her on joining the board. And I'll stop at that. But if there's nothing else, we'll go back to the only other item which we had on the agenda. Gee, do you have your hand up? I'm sorry. Gee, do you have your hand up, or is that just...
Oh, me? No, I did not have my hand up. Sorry.
Okay, thanks. Unfortunately, our hearing examiner, Marcy Chestnut, was unable to join us this afternoon because of a serious illness in her family. And her mother is very ill, and we wish her the best. But she did forward to me and Dan just an update on where we stand in the two proceedings. And I'll go ahead, and Dan, you can fill in with any additions you have. And for that matter, Andre and Rob also could feel free to fill in if they have anything. The TAP R proceeding, as the board members should know, there was a settlement between the department and the advocate to set a going forward rate for the TAP proceeding. Deb, as you recall, we agreed that the TAP costs would be treated separately through a reconcilable rider. I think we did that, I guess, in the 2018 case. So we've had these annual proceedings, and they've gone fairly smoothly, and each of them actually has turned out to be settled between the advocate and the department. Now, that's not to say it's a universal settlement, because not all the participants in the proceeding agreed to the settlement, but the settlement is now before Judge Chestnut, and she expects to have her decision, her hearing report, which will include her recommendations, within the next few days, to go to the board and to the participants. The participants would then have the opportunity to file exceptions, and we would be ruling on that case, or starting our consideration of that case, at our next board meeting on June 8th. In the special rate proceeding, which is the proceeding that arose from the settlement of the last full-blown rate case, which the question in that case is whether the full amount of a rate increase that was preliminarily agreed to by the participants in the last case of 34 million should be reduced by any amount to reflect one of two circumstances. One involving whether the department received certain funding from the various stimulus funds that were made available during the period, I guess, from at the end of and the end of calendar year 2021, and the other regarding the how the rate stabilization fund ended up basically at the end of fiscal year 2021 compared to a minimum level which was never agreed upon, and that is still in dispute as to what we'd be comparing the rate stabilization fund balance at the end of 21 to another number. And that is an issue. And if there is a difference, or if there is a what we call overperformance in that, whether that money or what type of sharing should of that additional money should occur between the department and its customers. And that issue is actively under debate between the public advocate and the department. And also, again, we do have at least one other participant who's been involved in that case. Briefs were filed yesterday, which I did forward to all the members of the board. I think that the participant, the advocate, and the department, you know, clearly in the, I had a chance to read those briefs, and I think both participants were able to set forth their positions pretty clearly. So those, and I, you know, hope the board has an opportunity to review those briefs while we're waiting to hear from the hearing examiner, Ms. Chestnut, who will be, who hopes to have a decision to us by May 27th, or a recommended decision and hearing report, after which, again, the participants have an opportunity to file exceptions. And then we would begin our deliberations on any issues that you know that are still in dispute, or for that matter, even if an issue has been settled by the parties, it's still up to the board to determine whether that settlement is in the public interest. But in any case, we will be doing that on June 8th, and hopefully complete our deliberations by and issue a order in both cases by June 15th. At least that's our goal at this point. So, Dan, do you have anything to add to that?
Oh, I think that's pretty complete. Obviously, Rob and Andre or anyone else can add to it if that's appropriate. But
if Rob or Andre, if you have any comments on the, you know, on the procedural status of the case.
No, nothing to add. I think you covered everything.
You know, likewise, it's been relatively smooth, at least between the PWD and the public advocate in both proceedings.
Right. And, you know, and the board certainly appreciates that, and the ability of the advocate and the department to bring these issues before us in a clear and understandable and civilized manner. So let me ask the board members, including you, Deb, if you have any comments or questions about the status of the two proceedings.
No.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm getting through the what you sent us yesterday.
Okay. There's my grandson in the background there.
Okay. Send him over. He can play with Warren.
Okay.
Get him off his Nintendo.
Right. Okay. Are there any other matters? And do any other board members have any comments or questions before we? Okay. Okay, are there any other matters to be brought before the board at this time? Okay, in that case, can I ask board member for a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second,
okay, Matt made the motion, Tony seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that Deb, that was your first vote. Congratulations. Okay, good. And I will continue to make sure that you receive the most important documents between now and June 8th. And if you do have any procedural questions, or you know, you can ask me or Dan or Stephen. We'll try to make sure everybody's kept up to date, and we'll meet again on June 8th.
I just want to remind board members that under the Sunshine Law, there's no deliberation outside of a public meeting. That means that you can talk with one other board member, but not two, because that would be a quorum and could be construed as deliberation. May or may not actually be, but we try to avoid that. So just keep that in mind.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Okay, with that, I'll close the meeting and look forward to seeing everybody again in June.
Thank you all.
Thanks, again. Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Have a great day. Welcome aboard, Deb.
Thanks, Tony.